Crisis Americas podcast for Tuesday, 30th of May, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor Ignacio Sotolongo. Hello again, Ignacio.
Greetings.
Today we're going to visit the crude oil market. OPEC's ministerial meeting was just last week. Now that the dust has settled, what is the market looking like?
Actually, what happened last week is a classic case of buy the rumor and sell the fact. Going into the OPEC meeting in Vienna last week, there has been a lot of posturing, a lot of the OPEC ministers talking about extending the agreement from a previous year, perhaps extending it by 6 months or 9 months. Some were talking about deepening the production cuts. So there was a lot of posturing, and the market started responding to that. We had a lot of investors or speculators, whatever you want to call it, who started covering short positions going into the meeting, just in case. So they were buying it, and the market or crude oil prices went up to over $50. The WTI, West Texas Intermediate, the US benchmark, was capped at around $51, $52. Brent, the global benchmark, actually inched up to towards $54 in advance of this meeting. When the meeting took place and OPEC extended the production cuts by into next year by 9 months, but no deeper cuts, the market decided to sell. And what we actually saw was an overreaction, a race for the exit, people getting rid of length, and we lost $2.50 to $3 in one session.
What role did shale oil have in that reaction, if any?
Obviously, that's the elephant in the room, because OPEC keeps somewhat blaming U.S. production while they were trying to cut back the output. Shale oil producers were taking advantage of the market's strength, and the more efficient technology being used in the shale oil fields to take advantage and raise production. And yes, U.S. production has been rising. Is it enough to overcompensate what OPEC has been trying to do? This is what the market is doing right now. It's digesting both sides and in search of a comfort level. After we fell almost to $53, the market has rebounded somewhat. Brent, the global benchmark, has managed to stay above $50, the kind of a key level. WTI has struggled a little more and is around the $49 range. And that's what shale is bringing into the picture. Something interesting that happened, that developed during this meeting, a lot of bankers from the U.S. who finance U.S. production in shale oil fields were in attendance. They went to this OPEC meeting. And my understanding is that a committee from OPEC may be traveling to Texas to take a look at shale oil production. And it seems that the message is that the two groups are trying to coexist. This is something that didn't happen before. Back a few years ago, a couple of years ago, OPEC abandoned quotas in an attempt to destroy the shale oil production. That did not happen. Some smaller companies did go broke. They went out of business. Unemployment rose. But all of a sudden, shale continued to advance. And now, all of a sudden, it looks like the two groups are trying to coexist. And this is what we're looking at from now on. See what happens when the two groups get together.
Is there any timeline on when those meetings might start and or finish?
It has not been determined. this is something that came out of last week's meeting, and this is something we're keeping an eye on.
Thanks for the update, Ignacio.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the crude oil market or any of the other markets that we cover, be sure to visit isis.com and be sure to tune in for our next podcast.